Excessive, extra, over the top, and a little genius. A Louisiana woman says she found the hack of a lifetime when it comes to her fast food order. Now, how many times have you told your kids, oh my gosh, you're so picky, just eat it the way it comes? I'm guilty of that, yet I am a picky eater. However, I don't think I've ever gone this far. This woman has gone viral on TikTok for her life hack at Taco Bell. She is a fan of the Nachos Bel Grande. However, she says when you order them, by the time you get home, the chips are soggy because of all the toppings that have sat on them the entire drive home. So now, when she goes through the drive-thru, she orders her Nachos Bel Grande, but with the chips on the side. So two containers. One has the chips, one has all the toppings. When she gets home, she mixes them. Bam, good as new. I wouldn't say I'm that excessive. I do a lot of special orders because I am a little picky. Most of mine deal with like no tomatoes. And we've all heard the horror stories of people who go through Starbucks and have the list of pretty much commands to make their drink right. That right there would give me ordering anxiety. How excessive are you with your orders? Would you admit to a crazy order like a 14-step Starbucks order or ordering things completely separate like this Taco Bell order? Give me a call or send me a text at 888-431-3764. I like what I like and I want it a certain way. Especially with the price of food nowadays, if you're going out to eat and you want it done a certain way, I think it's okay to be a little picky. You don't want to be excessive. There's a woman in Louisiana who has gone viral for what she says is the hack of a lifetime when it comes to ordering fast food, specifically nachos from Taco Bell. She says she orders them with the chips on the side. So she gets two packages. One has the chips, one has all the toppings. That way, your nachos aren't soggy by the time you get home. I don't think that's excessive. I think it actually is pretty smart. 505 texts in and says, I'm not picky, but I'm with that lady. This is genius, and I'm going to try it next time I go to Taco Bell. Sorry to all the Taco Bell employees listening right now. Christy and Menifee, is there anything that you're really picky about when you order it?
Nachos. I'm with this lady. Like, I have a taco shop by my place. The nachos are really big, so I can't eat them all in one sitting. So if I do that where I leave it all mixed up, yep, like she said, the chips are, they're done. Like, I'm not going to eat soggy chips. It's just not going to happen. So I have the same thing. I have the chips on the side and all the stuff in another one.
And there's something about even if you were to try and reheat it afterwards,
No. Oh, that's making I'm gagging.
909 texted and said, I hate going to the drive-thru with my family for this reason. My husband and kids always have special requests. My husband would totally agree with you. When we drive through, I order for myself and the boys because I know everybody's special order, and then he just gets it the way it comes. Do you get excessively picky with your drive-through orders or even when you go out to eat? Give me a call or send me a text at 888-431-3764 and maybe we can bankroll your next night out with a high-low jackpot. It's coming up right after Blake Shelton on K-Frog. Get your next guest ready because we will play again coming up at 8:30. Eric, how excessive do you get with your orders? Are you very picky?
Yeah, I like my coffee black.
Okay, you are the opposite of picky then. Unlike this woman in Louisiana who has gone viral for what she says is the hack of a lifetime. She goes to Taco Bell. She likes the Nachos Bel Grande, but she gets them with the chips on the side. So she gets two containers. One has chips, one has all the toppings. That way, by the time she gets home, she doesn't have soggy nachos. Valerie in Fontana, do you get excessive with any of your food orders?
So my Starbucks order is very complicated. I get a venti caramel macchiato. I get it half calf, made upside down with extra caramel sauce to line the cup with. I get it with sugar-free vanilla and no whipped cream, and I add cold foam to it and extra ice.
How many steps is this?
It's probably like between 5 to 7 steps.
But you want it the way you want it, especially when it's like an $8 coffee.
Exactly. I'm like, if I'm going to pay for it, I might as well have it taste good. So I always tip my baristas. My barista actually knows me by name when I go in there because I go to the same Starbucks like every morning. So they're always like, good morning, Valerie. How are you? We got your coffee.
The usual.
Yes, exactly. I walk in and they're already like, we're making it for you. I'm like, perfect.
I'm a little bummed that on the eve of such a special day, I'm here by myself. Anthony out sick again today. I'm hoping he'll be back tomorrow because tomorrow is a special day. It is the return of pumpkin spice latte. Did you hear that? Those are Uggs falling out of closets everywhere. For such a special event, I did put together a little poem. I'm no poet, so humor me in my love poem for pumpkin spice. I only have to wait another 24 hours before I gain my basic white girl superpowers. It's 90 degrees, I'm melting, no cap. But tomorrow I'll sit my PSL like a queen on my lap. Yes, I'm basic, I wear it with pride. Cinnamon, nutmeg, my seasonal ride. Summer, you're cute, but I've been dreaming all year of pumpkin spice lattes, and the time is near. Leaves aren't falling, but I'll pretend they are. I'll post a selfie at 5 a.m. in my car. Hot iced or topped with cold foam. Tomorrow, Starbucks will say, welcome home. That means the countdown is on. One more day of regular coffee before that pumpkin spice glory. Hey, all this week trying to send you to Las Vegas to see Blake Shelton. And here's the deal. We're hooking you up with everything. Go get tickets to see his show and a two-night stay at the Flamingo Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, plus a $100 gas card to get you there. Get ready to play BS or Yes coming up in just minutes on K-Rock. Well, this was where I was going to call out Anthony for something that he did, but he called out sick again. He's still under the weather, so sending him lots of healing vibes, but we're still going to talk about it because I'm wondering if anybody else does this. I know Anthony well enough to know that he has good intentions, but something he did last week raised some eyebrows here at K-Frog. He called in sick. He wasn't feeling well. Sent a text message at like 1 o'clock in the morning. Now, I'll let you know, we're a little laid back when we call in sick. It usually is a text message because there's only like five of us here. So that wasn't the part that had people going, It was the part that he included a screenshot of his digital thermometer. Like he had to prove that he had a fever. Anthony's a very stand-up dude, so I know he wouldn't lie. If anything, he would just say, hey, I need to take the day off. So it was kind of funny, like, you needed to prove that you were sick, dude, just take the day off. And again, we're very laid back here at K-Frog. So a simple, hey, not feeling well text message would have sufficed. And I only know of one other job he had before K-Frog, and I don't know if maybe that's where he thought, like, hey, I need to provide proof that I'm actually sick. So I want to know, at your work, what is the protocol for calling in sick? Is it just a text message? Do you have to provide proof like this? Is it a phone call to the boss, an email? Do you have to have a doctor's note? Give me a call or send me a text at 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog. If you provide too much information, does it make you look suspicious when you're calling in to work? That was kind of the conversation we had last week. Poor Anthony is under the weather. He's out sick again today. But when he originally texted all of us to let us know he was going to be sick, he included a screenshot of his digital thermometer, which we kind of chuckled about because it was like he needed to provide proof that he was sick. We would have totally believed him if he wasn't feeling well. Sherry in Highland, what is the protocol when you call in sick to work?
They just changed it to, what's it called? Where you call in and you just push numbers, you know, and then you either are ill or your personal necessity.
Oh, you have like an automated system?
Yes.
Okay, well, that kind of makes it easy, a lot easier than the 951 who texts in per management. You need to come in to prove that you are sick. That sounds so backwards. Please come in and get everybody else sick too. Tammy and Wildemar, how do you call in sick at work?
I text.
You text your boss? Do you ever give like any extra information, like a picture of your temperature or anything?
Never.
Just, hey, I'm out sick today?
Yeah, because if you give in too much information and you call in sick for fun, then they're going to expect more information.
You're setting yourself up to get busted.
100%.
Dumb, drunk, or drugs?
Eric in Victorville is on for this round of dumb, drunk, or drugs. Here we go, Eric, your real headline.
Okay.
Driver gets arrested with finger stuck in a can.
Ooh, that's definitely dumb.
Aunt, what do you think?
Drunk.
This was drunk because this guy got his claw stuck in a white claw. But his finger was the least of his worries because the Arizona driver had crashed into a guardrail. When the cops arrived on scene, the white claw cruiser assured the officer that he was, quote, totally fine, despite totaling his car and still having his finger stuck in the can. I've heard there are no laws with the claws, but in this case, the claw was the law. It doubled as evidence and handcuffs. It's your eye roll moment of the morning with Anthony's rad dad joke. Since he's out sick today, we just have some bad dad jokes. So stepping in is my husband, Art. Take it away, babe.
This dude was killed by chickpeas. They called it a homicide.
You're an idiot.
Against my better judgment, I'm going to do what Anthony does with his rad dad jokes. I'll get this posted on KFrog's Instagram and Facebook so you can read it back and share it if you choose to.